Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today we'll be talking with Dave Markowitz, one of the premier voices of our time in the fields of energy medicine and spirituality, and author of Healing with Source, a spiritual guide to mind-body medicine. In our talk, he will share principles that can lead to peace of mind, joyous living, and boundless energy. So stay tuned to learn more. This is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Today, I'm filling in for Maureen, who's unable to be with us. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection with the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tool to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years, and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Arrow Mandalas. She also writes for Danian Brinkley, online magazine Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you will learn tips and tools from our guests that you can use right now. This week, our special guest is medical intuitive Dave Markowitz, author of Healing with Source, a spiritual guide to mind-body medicine. Dave Markowitz is an expert in the fields of energy medicine and spirituality. He founded Healing with Source, an easily accessible method of understanding and working with the underlying causes of disease to create permanent healing. He works in person and by phone with both individuals and groups. Dave followed Deepak Chopra on stage in front of thousands at the Learning Annex's Live Well Day. His book, Healing with Source, A Spiritual Guide to Mind-Body Medicine, was endorsed by the legendary Lynn Andrews, ShirleyMcLean.com, Dr. Med Blackburn Lousy, and Danian and Catherine Brinkley. In its first week out, his book reached number 3 in its category on Amazon.com and has since transformed the lives of countless individuals. In our talk, Dave will discuss mind-body medicine, how thoughts affect our health. He will share with you the principles that can lead to peace of mind, joyous living, and boundless energy. And he'll empower you with new thought patterns that can transform your symptoms into health, disease into ease, and lethargy into vivacity. Now, before I talk with Dave Markowitz about his new book, Healing with Source, I want to let you know you can go to our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, to find our current special of the month. We have Arrow Mandala's essential oil blends for every kind of emotional wound, shame, grief, fear, frustration, feeling closed in, and more. Check them out on our special Arrow Mandala's blends webpage. These remarkable essential oil blends can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment instantly. No processing, just like an instant rebate, and they are very affordable. And remember to order your personal Akashic Record reading from Maureen. Having personally experienced this guidance, I know you will find her reading to be remarkably helpful in navigating your life during this time of rapid transformation. The reading invites you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, understand and know options, reconfirm hunches, and give you information that supports you to be your best self. To schedule your Akashic Record reading, call Maureen at 212-304-2123, or visit our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. www.thebestofmoinsenter.com. That phone number again is 212-304-2123. I'm so happy author and medical intuitive Dave Markowitz is joining us today. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Depending where you are.
For those in our audience, Dave, who may not know, can you give us a quick definition of a medical intuitive?
Okay. Medical intuitive will use a system beyond the typical in determining what's going on in the person's body. So some would call it a sixth sense, seventh, eighth. The name is kind of irrelevant. Basically, I'm using intuition, and I can tune into a person's body. And sometimes I can see, sometimes I feel or hear what's happening. Oftentimes, most people do know what's happening, but they want to get rid of it or, you know, learn to manage it at minimum. And that's where this work really kicks in, where I can really ascertain what's going on underneath the physical. There's always something emotional, at least my experience has shown me this, that something has been repressed, perhaps, something emotional, energetic, spiritual, mental, that landed and lodged itself in the body, causing pain or discomfort. Medical intuitive can usually tune in and figure out what that is, and depending on how else they're trained, they can use any number of systems as far as with the goal of removing the symptom, but doing so from the causal root as opposed to just clipping it. Like if you were to mow a lawn, well, if they pull out a weed, the big difference. You know, you pull out a weed, then the problem is gone at the root. If you mow a lawn, it's just a more superficial and more temporary system of getting
makes
the
it seem like it goes away without really going away.
Right, it appears to go away, but still they're growing and often growing. And what also happens is it tends to get, the problems tend to get worse and worse the less we look at the cause. So the medical intuitive can determine what's going on and share that with the person, client, group, whatever it might be, to invite the next stage of healing in.
Dave, from your perspective, how do we play a role in our pain and illness?
Well, you know, years back, had someone asked me that, I would have probably said, we don't, you know, we're a victim to what's going on. What I've learned in doing this work is that everything we do, every choice that we make has some effect on someone, including ourselves. And when we harbor energies of dissatisfaction, frustration, anger, resentment, grief, and don't express them, which we're often taught is that it's not safe to do in the body. So we have a tremendous effect on our own physiology, our own happiness, our own health, vivacity. And when we can really take ownership of that and just accept it as truth, to me that's where the power is, because there's so many modalities, and I do believe most are good intentioned, and certainly the practitioners are probably really good intentioned. Of course, they can vary from person to person, but without inviting someone to take ownership, to be authentic about their own participation in the healing, we tend to develop a lot of crutches, whether that's a pharmaceutical drug or a practitioner that we need to return to, you know, once or twice, three times a week for 6 months or whatever. It's taking the ownership away from the person. And my work is about empowering the person to know what's going on, to be able to work with that on a very deep level, perhaps with my guidance and eventually, hopefully they really get it and can move. move on. My goal is not to see people forever. I don't want to create dependency. I actually want to empower people so that way they can say, hey, I've been working with this guy for, you know, one session or a few weeks or a few months or whatever it takes, had these great results they can share with their friend, and then their friend perhaps can be empowered or contact me or contact another medical intuitive. So we play a large role in everything that goes on in our lives. My belief is that the year 2012 is the age of personal responsibility, and we're approaching that. And I think after that, most of us will have much more awareness of that personal responsibility, not just what's happening, what's obvious what's happening to us, but even beyond that, how we're being, how that's affecting other people around us, and how that's affecting the planet at large.
Okay. Can you maybe give us a concrete example of someone and how maybe someone you treated and how they have created maybe their illness or made it worse, and how they have taken control and turned the corner and maybe lessened or healed the illness?
Sure. The example that I give in my book and I also give in my lectures is one of someone that I worked with a few years back, and she was probably in her mid-60s, and she had said that she had sciatica. And I know that words have power, so legally I can't treat, quote-unquote, treat a specific diagnosis. I'm not a medical doctor. But I can look at the underlying symptoms of what I intuit and work with those. And so the first thing, you know, I centered, and the first thing I heard to tell her was that she doesn't have sciatica. She said, well, you know, I've had this for 40 years, get, you know, some set of cojones too. I'm paraphrasing. She really didn't want to let go of the diagnosis of sciatica. And I said, well, you've been following that diagnosis for 40 years and it hasn't worked yet. So let's just play a game here. Let's let go of that name and see what happens. She said, okay. And then I was guided to ask her, when does the problem happen? And she said, when I stand up.
Dave,
I said, well, then you have a standing up problem.
We'll need to continue this. Coming up, author and medical intuitive Dave Markowitz continues to discuss some key points from his book, Healing with Source. You can reach Dave Markowitz at info@davemarkowitz.com. Visit his website, www.davemarkowitz.com. So stay tuned.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti filling in for Maureen, and here we are back. If you missed any part of this interview, you can sign up to receive your own copy of the show from our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, by clicking on our News You Can Use link, and then on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Also on our website, you can learn about tools and tips to make your day a heaven day of heaven on earth. Every month you can find a free meditation or interview that you can download. Go to www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MAUREENSTGERMAIN.com. Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make every day heaven on earth. This is Billy Roberti filling in for Maureen, who is unable to be with us today. Today, I'm interviewing Dave Markowitz, author of Healing with Source. Just a reminder for you to visit our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, to sign up for your personal 50-minute session with your Akashic Record Keepers and Guides. Call our office today at 212-304-2123. Also remember that you can learn about all these tools and tips by subscribing to our free once-a-month newsletter. Every month you will find a free meditation or interview that you can download. Go to www.maureenstgermain.com and look for News You Can Use. Today I'm interviewing Dave Markowitz, author of Healing with Source, a spiritual guide to mind-body medicine. And Dave was talking to us about a person who had sciatica, who he redefined the illness. Dave, could you continue with your story, please?
Sure, thank you. I asked her when the problem was happening. That was what I was intuiting to ask. And she said it happens only when she stands up. So I redefined her problem as a standing up problem. Initially, she was a little hesitant, and I had to repeat, you know, you've been believing X for 40 years. Let's try Y and Z now. And, you know, at the end of the session, if you need to go back to your original belief set, you know, system, that's fine, but let's try this on. And she said, okay. So then I was told, or I intuited, to ask her what standing up meant to her, and she said responsibility. So again, now we're going deeper into it. I redefined it as a responsibility issue, and then I asked, who or what are you feeling responsible for? And she knew right away that it was for her daughter. Now, she was in the mid-60s. Her daughter was probably around 40, and I said, you know, I really honor your relationship with her. I appreciate that connection that you have. I can feel how deep it is, and I can also feel that it's holding her back from growing, and it's also holding you back. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's what's being held in your lower back, and that's what's creating the pain that you're calling sciatica. And for whatever reason, you know, she may have been told that before, I'm not really sure, but in that moment, I could feel very deep within my core that deep within her core, she totally understood what I was saying. She got it. She owned it. And we just did a very few minutes of energy healing work. And again, I could feel a shift, and I asked her to stand up. And she said 85% of the pain was gone. And this was, you know, just a few minutes of work of something that had been bothering her for 40 years. It turned out that I saw her about 3 months later, actually at a social event, not even as a client. She said by the next day she was at 100% and had been that way ever since. So earlier you asked about how we take how we take ownership and how what we do affects our physiology. She really, at that moment, got fully and understood and went deep into that responsibility issue, realized it wasn't helping her or her daughter, and let it go. And the result was pretty phenomenal.
This is just one example.
Now, of course, I have people that, take a little bit more time. Some take a lot more time, and there are a lot of variables, but the idea of sharing that particular story is how powerful this work can be if the person is really ready to take on what's been going on in their life, but not on the physical level. Now, she'd been to chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists, medical doctors, surgeons, you know, the gamut over 40 years. None had asked her those just few questions that I was able to intuit for her that let her get to the root of the problem and release it right there on the spot.
Well, that sounds pretty miraculous.
It was pretty cool. No question.
Must have felt real good.
And, you know, perhaps years back, I may have thought that I had a big part in that. What I'm realizing more and more, I'm just the channel, the conduit for this information. So I don't let it get to my head, but I do share the story with many people because it is so powerful, not about how wonderful I am, but more how things can shift when a person is really ready to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all heard that phrase, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. You know, it's not that different. When you're really ready, you know, shifts can happen, and sometimes very, very quickly. There are a few variables, and of course, I can also intuit if someone's not getting better, why they're not getting better, and I can address that with them too. Some are really, you know, just for example, with this particular woman, if it was the same kind of thing and she wasn't ready to let go of that responsibility, you know, I would have had to really go deeper into it and say, you know, you feeling responsible for her is not helping her. She's not learning her lessons. And we did go into that a little bit, but you know, that can be taken much deeper and deeper with specific examples. So, again, the point being that really wonderful things can happen when we're ready to take them on and be authentic with what that we created it. We can also uncreate it or recreate our original state of health.
Yes, and this definitely shows the difference between typical Western healthcare and what you do.
It's one example, sure.
In your book, you say that health is a verb. Can you say more about that?
Sure. Health is something that we do. So I call it a verb, meaning that everything that we think, say, and act has an effect on our health. We all know that if we're feeling scared, our body will kind of cave in a little bit. If we're feeling open, the converse. So everything that we do and think has an effect on our health. And when we're really ready to take that on and go with that information, you know, I've seen people's lives change dramatically. You know, again, sometimes in a very short period of time, you know, when we realize that everything that we do affects us, you know, it changes what we do, I would think, you know.
So when we shift the pattern, everything else shifts in relation to it.
Right.
Can you give our listeners an example of maybe a new thought pattern that might help them shift out of where they are and move into where they'd like to be? Say maybe from not much energy into lots of energy. Can you suggest something that might help a lot of people in that way?
Sure. I mean, we all, you know, it's pretty common, the phrase, you are what you eat, but you're also what you think. And I don't really believe in, you know, what some might call a woo-woo affirmation. I think, you know, I am vivacious, I am vivacious. You know, if you're saying that mentally, but your body's not in alignment, then it becomes a little out there and nothing really happens. So we need to be in alignment with what we're saying and thinking and have our body believe it. So instead of saying, you know, if someone's really lethargic and I was to tell them to start saying, I am energetic, there's a doubt that kicks in, and then you're really kind of wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can say something even minor, like, I am becoming more energetic, I'm becoming more energized, I'm releasing that which no longer serves me. One of the things that I've found in doing this is when people come to me with a lot of lethargy, typically, and not always, of course, and it can vary, you know, obviously person to person, but typically I attract people that are really empathetic and they kind of take on the energy of other people. And probably a lot of your listeners can relate to this.
I think so.
A certain frequency that comes out, and that, you know, that attracts certain vibrations and types of people. So if someone's being overly empathetic, they're carrying around someone else's
stuff,
energy, stuff, emotional. So it kind of makes sense that if you're carrying someone else's stuff that's not yours, of course you're going to be lethargic.
Thank you, Dave Markowitz, for joining us today and sharing your knowledge, wisdom, and energy with us. I hope you, our listeners, enjoyed our talk with Dave Markowitz as much as I did. You can reach Dave at info@davemarkowitz.com. That's DaveMarkowitz.com, or visit his website. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. This is Billy Roberti filling in for Maureen Saint Germain.